The CIA today has declassified that they have been in a proxy war with U.S. troops fighting the Russians since 2014. And there have been casualties on both sides, thousands of them. This has been suppressed. This has been covered up. The CIA has been directing a foreign legion of people as far away as Australia, people as close as Poland, Germany, France, the UK, leading the Ukrainians in an attempt to retake the eastern areas that the Russians took over in 2014.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wednesday, March 16th, 2022 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have news of the utmost importance to break down right now, dealing with the ongoing Ukraine conflict spiraling out of control. This information cannot simply be lost in the sea of other factoids and developments. This is paramount to ending the conflict in Ukraine. And this is the reason that Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The CIA today has declassified that they have been in a proxy war with U.S. troops fighting the Russians since 2014. And there have been casualties on both sides, thousands of them. This has been suppressed. This has been covered up. The CIA has been directing a foreign legion of people as far away as Australia, people as close as Poland, Germany, France, the UK, leading the Ukrainians in an attempt to retake the eastern areas that the Russians took over in 2014. There is a giant article in Yahoo News today, exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. Now, I'm going to go over the article here, but here's the real takeaway. This is why Putin came in, and this is what Putin was talking about, the heavy weapons, the training coming in, and NATO backing it, and basically how Zelensky was openly saying that they were becoming a NATO/EU state when they had promised previously to be a neutral buffer zone. So this wasn't just weapons being moved in. This was the U.S. in a covert war with U.S. troops directly commanding forces killing Russians and Russian separatists in the eastern areas. Think about that. Now, also, another large point here, and then I'll get to the main point. You, of course, have heard this here exclusively on InfoWars for years. And that's because I could go into the congressional funding and see the classified earmarks going in. And then I talked to my extensive connections in the U.S. military who would just go, yeah, they're over there training people to fight the Russians. And then I made some other contacts. And, of course, it was revealed to me that it was a CIA operation. But that would obviously be who would be in charge of it. I didn't even need people who've worked for and with and in the CIA to tell me that. But I have that from at least five sources, including two of them that have been in the combat with the Russians. And I've told you this dozens of times here on air. And the reason that's important is I wasn't just surmising that we were in a proxy war over there and surmising that George Soros brags on CNN that he overthrew Ukraine in 2014 and put their puppet in on Fareed Zakaria, or he goes on C-SPAN and says he's the emperor of Russia and he's going to overthrow all those countries to precipitate the Russians to invade, to defensively take back an area being used by military forces against them. It's called a counter-offensive. When a government next door to you, that historically is basically your people, is overthrown, and then you have a separatist area that's being shelled and attacked for years, and the CIA is directing those attacks, what do you expect Russia to do? I don't want Russia to invade. I didn't want this to happen. I want peace. But I also understand the facts of George Soros and the globalists and Obama, and this continued under Trump. And Trump sent in the anti-tank missiles for them as well, escalating this crisis. You know, the truth is Trump was very hard on Russia, put huge sanctions on them, and threatened to nuke Russia and attack Moscow if they attack Kiev. That's why they didn't attack. And so Trump was a big part of this escalation. For all of you out there on the left claiming he was pro-Russia, that's just preposterous. In fact, all their lies about him being pro-Russia made him become more hardline and basically helped push Putin into this position. So I'm not attacking Trump. I'm just laying out the real players and the real facts. But this sits squarely at the Democrats and the Eastern establishment's feet. And so here's the most important point. Why is the CIA now speaking to Yahoo News and why is this being pushed everywhere? Because they think you're stupid. Previous to the Russians fully invading and responding to this offensive against them and their sovereignty and their security, you would hear, oh, there's no Western people over there. There's no support. The U.S. isn't doing anything. We're not involved, even though all the money and training was obviously going in and the evidence was there. But now that the world's firmly turned against Russia, now that Russia is clearly starting to lose, now they can brag and go, yes, we were there the whole time training the people to fight these evil Russians, and then brand that offensive as a defensive operation. So this is really, really disgusting. And this is how they manage history. It's how they control people. And I just want to live in peace. I don't want a bunch of wars. I don't want $8 a gallon gas. And I don't want U.S. troops over there dying in an inner Slavic civil war conflict. And then the cherry on top is having the entire corporate establishment media that said we were all Russian agents because we wanted to secure the border and secure the dollar and secure our military and secure our children's futures. We all get called Russian agents while you've got the Clintons and the globalists up to their eyeballs getting money from the Russians, who they've been double dealing with, as well as the communist Chinese. And all this does is push the world away from America and push China and Russia together closer and starts hurting the dollar long term. So there's a larger global force that's manipulating all this. And now they're going to use this conflict to track and control money, to bring in the cashless society, social credit score grid on the back of COVID. They used it to cover up what really happened with COVID, right, as that was starting to blow up in their face and really threaten their whole system. And then it allows them to call Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Tulsi Gabbard, all those other people, Russian agents and traitors and treasonous, because we can find Ukraine on a map. We know the history. We understand that we don't support what Putin did, but we understand the West was provocative and basically pushed them into it. And then the Russian intelligence agencies told Putin that he could win quickly, which was total disinformation. I was saying that 3+ weeks ago. I said he's going to go into a trap unless he successfully bought off all these groups. And I knew the CIA had been in their training folks, so I believe they were going to put up major stiff resistance. And so now you've seen that. So that's the full spectrum analysis. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. I want to thank all the listeners for keeping us on air. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got a bunch of great products back in stock. BioTruth Selenium is 40% off. We've got the new D3 gummies. When I say new, they came out last year and sold out. We finally got them back in stock, the D3 gummies for your immune system and more. That's 25% off, 40% off VasoBeats that creates the nitrous oxide in the blood that is so good for your heart, your arteries, and everything else. It's 40% off back in stock and sold out for 8 months. Fizzy Magnesium.
So good for pre-workout, post-workout. Great to give you energy in the day. Makes you sleep really deep and good at night. It's got the two different types of magnesium. Most of these magnesium powders don't have it. It really is incredible. It's 25% off. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air and for spreading the word, because without you, we would have been shut down. And we're doing our most important work now. So thanks for visiting InfoWarsStore.com for water filtration, air filtration, storable food, books, films, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com funds InfoWars.com and all our great work so we can bring you tomorrow's news today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, I have to say, I find it rather funny. Yahoo News exclusive CIA training program in Ukraine helped Ukraine prepare for Russian invasion. Folks, we've been reporting about these CIA groups for years at InfoWars, but specifically since this conflict started, we've been telling you that. Oh, but it's a Yahoo News exclusive. InfoWars never covered it.
Again, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder is about to take over here in about 3 minutes, but I wanted to just recap and finish up what I was covering in that last critical segment. The CIA and the State Department are now openly bragging in a Yahoo News article that we'll put on screen. Exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. And in it, it says they went over there in 2014 and decided on whether or not they could launch a major operation to train them as a paramilitary with sabotage operations and major resistance operations as a stay-behind network. And, of course, the U.S. had already done this during the Cold War as well, all over Eastern Europe, setting up similar stay-behind networks. So most of these men's fathers and grandfathers had already worked with the CIA and with NATO and the Pentagon. Many of them had been trained, Fort Benning, Georgia, and many other areas, School of Americas. And so these networks were then beefed up, and then they gave the report back 2 years later in 2016 that, indeed, they were ready to fight. And so then you could have Soros and the media start the drum roll and start saying they were going to control Ukraine. Ukraine was NATO, and they were going to put missiles on Russia's border to antagonize Russia into invading. And Russia has now rolled right into a gigantic trap. Exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. Ukrainian snipers had a problem. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine were trying to blind them. Oh, that's right. And so it goes into how they were victims and how terrible it was. And then, oh, but the CIA then sent people in and started training everybody, and they were great people, and they were going to resist, and they were going to win. You've got to go read this for yourself, how they killed Russian generals and the sniper attacks, and, again, how they were battling the Russians in those Russian-held areas in the east that the Russians said they took because the Russian citizens that lived there for thousands of years with their families, family lines, were being attacked. And it's all here in this article, spinning it and pushing it and admitting that they've done this. So we've been at war with Russia, with U.S. troops commanding forces in the field since 2014, at least the year that the U.S. government with Soros overthrew their elected president. So there you have it, and now the world's on the edge of nuclear war, and the CIA's overthrown hundreds of governments in its history, and now it's basically overthrown the U.S. government by stealing the election in 2020, and we all know it, because it's not a group that works for America. It works for global corporations and has sold our country out, and it's despicable. So it's a big story that the U.S. overthrew that government and then started a paramilitary war with the Russians, and then the Russians got punched in the nose enough to actually invade and are now in a giant bear trap. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. I just wish we could all have peace, and I just wish we could all get control of our governments again and not be run by these bureaucracies and these intelligence agencies. But we are run by them, and we know what their agenda is: break up our families, make us poor, dumb us down, give us $8 a gallon gas. So these are not American groups. They've got some of our best people, our military, working for them. And it's just a very sad thing. And they're having their CRT, critical race theory, divide and conquer program to cull out the good people out of the military. And then the military will be fully an instrument of these globalists. And then we're all in grave trouble. And while the CIA is battling the Russians in Ukraine, our borders are wide open and Joe Biden has declared the American people who support Trump or support borders or question elections to be terrorists, who are imminently about to stage terror attacks, and that the CIA and military with the FBI will illegally, domestically come after all of us. And that's all official, and that's where we are. Again, back to Owen Schroyer.
Thank you, Alex. We're back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, and I'm going to start getting into these stacks of news. I really want to take a lot of phone calls today, and we don't have any guests on the schedule. Fourth hour host is going to be Kate Daly, but I'd like to take phone calls today, get your response to the latest developments as far as the U.S. getting involved in Ukraine are concerned. After Zelensky's press conference today, begging Congress, begging the United States for help. But the media here tells us that Russia's losing, Ukraine is winning, and then Ukraine comes, Zelensky comes and grovels for help. But hey, Ukraine's winning. We can trust the media. We're not being lied to about everything over there at all. But, you know, we have an archivist, and you've seen a lot of the great work he does. It's really amazing. And you see all the videos of Alex Jones from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, a month ago, 5 months ago, whatever, just accurately foreseeing everything, the foresight, you know, tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, whatever you want to say. And I mean, he can go back. I pretty much remember everything I cover. It's not a perfect memory, but it's pretty solid. I know I've covered the CIA's involvement in Ukraine, training the proxy groups. I'm sure Alex has covered it probably years ago. So I don't know if the archivist plans on releasing any of that information. It's just, or those archives, it's just funny to sit here and it's like, oh, Yahoo News exclusive, CIA training proxy groups in Ukraine. No kidding. No kidding. And we've been saying that since day one. That's part of Putin's beef. And it just gets ignored by the Western press because they are the CIA. But again, just to get back to my point, and when we come back, we'll cover the latest news. It shouldn't be a controversial opinion to say, because we've been lied to about everything in Ukraine, we should have no involvement. And that's how the American people should feel. But that's more of a kind of a callous remove yourself from the situation take on it, which I have no problem with. But now, every time I tune in to a press conference, and the Republicans have had like five today since the Zelensky address this morning. I'm sure Democrats have had some too. It's just every time I tune on the TV in breaks or this morning after the Zelensky begging for help, even though he's winning. Every time it's been Republicans, and every time I hear the same crap. And again, what's with the T-shirt look? He can't even put on a nice, not even a jacket to address Congress. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, he's playing a role, folks. He's pretending he's a military man. He's not. He's a comedian. I mean, can you imagine Stephen Colbert running the country? Can you imagine, you know, Howard Stern or Jimmy Fallon or something running the country? Well, that's Zelensky in Ukraine right now in these important times for Ukraine. Yeah, how's that going for you? But every time I tune in, I'm hearing the same talking points. We need to be standing for Ukraine and freedom. It's all about freedom and freedom and freedom. Oh, where were you during the COVID lockdowns? Where were you during the vaccine mandates? Huh. Oh, but you want to talk about freedom in Ukraine, but not here in America? How about screw you? And then the other one is, oh, the devastation in Ukraine, the devastation in Ukrainian cities. It's so bad. Have you looked at our cities lately? Have you taken a walk down Main Street and First Street in our cities lately in the U.S.? You ever seen that devastation? Oh, but freedom in Ukraine. Devastation in Ukrainian cities. But here in America, who cares about us? It's all about Ukraine.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.